In this video, we are going to talk about church growth. When many people hear the phrase church growth, they immediately think about attendance. How many people came on Sunday? How many chairs were filled? How many new families visited? How many people joined? Those questions matter. Numbers can represent real people, real souls, real families, and real ministry opportunities. We should not dismiss attendance as meaningless, but church growth is more than attendance growth. A church can grow numerically and still remain shallow. A church can have more people in the room, but not more disciples in formation. A church can attract a crowd, but fail to multiply leaders. Biblical church growth includes worship, discipleship, evangelism, care, maturity, service, generosity, leadership development, and gospel witness. Acts 2 gives us a beautiful picture of this kind of growth. The early believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. They shared life. They cared for needs. They worshiped God. And the Lord added to them. Notice the pattern. Spiritual depth and mission fruit belong together. A growing church is not merely a church with more attenders. It is a church where more people are being formed in Christ. More people are learning Scripture. More people are praying. More people are serving. More people are using their gifts. More people are caring for one another. More people are sharing the gospel. More people are being trained for ministry. More people are being sent. That is why mobilized ministry matters. A pastor cannot personally produce all forms of church growth alone. The pastor may preach faithfully, shepherd carefully, and lead courageously, but the body of Christ must be activated. When members are trained, encouraged, and commissioned, the church grows in a fuller biblical sense. A trained wedding officiant may help a bride and groom begin marriage with biblical clarity. A funeral officiant may comfort a grieving family with resurrection hope. A chaplain may visit the lonely, sick, or overlooked. A life coach minister may help a believer take faithful next steps. A micro church leader may open a home for scripture and prayer. An elder may shepherd wisely. A deacon may organize mercy ministry. A young adult may begin growing into leadership. All of this is church growth. Pastor, do not measure growth only by the Sunday count. Ask deeper questions. Are more believers becoming mature? Are more leaders being trained? Are more people receiving care? Are more homes opening for ministry? Are more volunteers finding their calling? Are more people being reached through relationships? Are more disciples becoming disciple makers? Christian Leaders Institute and Christian Leaders Alliance can help churches develop this kind of growth through accessible training, study-based ordination pathways, local endorsement, and ministry multiplication. The course template identifies Topic 10 as focused on church growth through mobilized ministry, including discipleship, leadership multiplication, outreach, care, and mission. Church growth is not only about gathering more people. It is about forming more faithful disciples and mobilizing more Christian leaders. In the next video, we will talk about mobilizing ministry without burning out the pastor.